Thucydides would see these operations as a major departure from the Periclean strategy, and he would associate it with Athenians such as Cleon, who advocated such aggressive policies. But the generals who were elected for that year, the generals who were known to us, we don't know all of the generals of the year, notably Eurymedon, Demosthenes, and Hippocrates. Lamachus, I believe, is one of them. All of these men had credible records, and Nicias as well. All of these men had credible records in carrying out offensive operations with minimal risk to citizens. And the plan was twofold. Early in 424 BC, the Athenians intended to take the city of Megara by cooperating with Democrats who were, at this point, fed up with the suffering of the Peloponnesian War and ready to hand the city over to Athens. And this was something of a replay of 461 BC. It was decided that Demosthenes and Hipponicus would arrive at the port of Megara, which was on the Saronic Gulf. The port's name is Nisaea. And that port was connected to Megara by a series of long walls, which had actually, ironically, been built by the Athenians back in the 450s. The Democrats were to betray the port, and then their co-conspirators would open the gates to the main city, the upper city, and the Athenians would occupy it with force of some 2,000 citizen hoplites and various allies, and essentially effect a change of government. The plan went off pretty well at first. At the appropriate time, the Athenians were admitted into the port. They secured the port. That was the principal port of Megara, the port through which all of their ships would have sailed to the Black Sea. They then advanced on the city proper, hoping that the gates would be open to them. Well, in this instance, the Athenians ran into a bit of bad luck because the garrison was alerted that something had gone wrong at the port. And in the vicinity of Megara at this time, a Spartan officer named Brasidas, and we'll be talking about him more in this lecture, was in the vicinity raising military forces for a planned expedition into northern Greece. And he had on hand a number of first-rate Peloponnesian hoplites, and he sent word to the Thebans to levy Boeotian forces that were in the general area, and eventually some 6,000 Boeotians were mobilized and sent to the rescue of Megara, Boeotians and other Peloponnesians. The Boeotians, I think, were about 3,000. And these forces that happened to be in the area were quickly concentrated and moved into the city, and the Democrats were immediately cowed, and the Athenians showed up at a city that was firmly in the hands of a Peloponnesian garrison. And really, Demosthenes and Hipponicus had no choice except to pull back to the port. So what the Athenians gained was the port of Megara. Now, that in itself was no small achievement. That essentially meant that henceforth Megara was shut out of any trade. And thereafter, Megara was regularly garrisoned by a Boeotian force. And it's from this point on that Megara essentially becomes a satellite, much more of Thebes rather than of Sparta. In this situation, the Athenians were disappointed, but not discouraged. They had hoped to gain control of the passes and so give security to Attica. But nonetheless, capturing Nicaea, capturing Kythra, and other points along the Peloponnesus, by the end of 424 BC, the Athenians had a number of bases along the shores of the Peloponnesus and even in central Greece, in that thin gulf between the island of Euboea and central Greece, where they could launch raids against Peloponnesian allies. The second part of the operation involved a three-pronged attack on Boeotia, which was planned to take place in the summer after the securing of Megara. And this plan was, again, ambitious strategically, but tactically showed a great deal of restraint. It ended up in a hoplite battle, a rather improvised hoplite battle, a battle that no one really planned to fight, or at least the Athenians didn't plan to fight. And the initial hope was, again, that Democrats could be raised in all the cities of Boeotia, other than Thebes, to cast out their oligarchic governments, to secede from the Federal League, and eventually win over these cities the way they had been won over back in the 450s. That is, by substituting oligarchic governments with pro-Athenian governments. The three-pronged operation involved two Athenian forces and various exiles operating in the city of Orchomenos in western Boeotia.